Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Party like it's 2011. The Phillies clinch their division for the first time in 13 years after they beat the Cubs 6-2. As KYW's Nina Barotti reports, fans at the ballpark love that they got to watch their Phils do it on their own home turf.
We're feeling great! Let's go!
Let's go, Phils!
Fans celebrated and continuously cheered on their way out of Citizens Bank Park. Niall Overton from South Philly.
We got to see, first time in 13 years I've been going to Phillies games since the 90s, since the vet. First time I ever seen them clinch, so that was a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Really cool.
With Monday night's win over the Cubs, the division title belongs to the Phillies. Phillies fans were brought to their feet when JT Realmuto hit a home run in the bottom of the second, and Kyle Schwarber had his own in the bottom of the third. But as Nick from Pensacon reminds us, there's still work ahead.
Mostly relief. We got to still win the best record now. But feeling good about our chances.
And the next goal is to clinch a first-round bye by being one of the top two teams in the National League. At Citizens Bank Park, Nina Barotti, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Thousands of marchers will be in Washington today, including some from the Philadelphia area, demanding more resources to help the victims of violent crime. KYW's John McDevitt was in West Philadelphia as more than 100 participants of the Crime Survivor Speak March boarded buses to head to the nation's capital.
The new FBI report finds rape decreased by more than 9%. Murders and non-negligent manslaughters dropped nearly 12%. Despite that, many participating in the Crime Survivor Speak March say more needs to be done, not only to reduce violent crime even further, but to support the victims of violent crime and the families of violence cope as best they can from their trauma. Yolanda Jennings is the Philadelphia chapter coordinator for Crime Survivors for Safety and Justice.
Well, we really want victims' voices to be heard. We want to really let people know that victims definitely need services like housing protection and employment protections. We need trauma recovery centers.
Jennings' efforts are personal. She lost three family members to violent crime, including her son, in the beginning of the year. Participants of the march are pushing for a shift in public safety policies towards healing, prevention, and comprehensive support for victims. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Monday was the first day mail-in ballots became available in Philadelphia, and some voters are already casting their ballots. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Lowe reports.
The hallway outside the City Board of Elections is already lined with voting stations, and there's a drop box at the end of the hall so voters can come in, apply, and receive their mail-in ballots, fill them out, and return them with no waiting. City Commissioner Seth Bluestein says in-person mail-in voting also guards against the type of small mistakes that could invalidate a vote.
If a constituent comes in and they forget to put a date on it or they put the wrong date, our staff can notice that problem and let them correct it in real time.
It's a service this voter was grateful for.
Now, I had the luxury of getting here on the first day when nobody was here, and this lady took the time step by step to correct me when I forgot to seal the yellow envelope.
Philadelphia is one of only five counties to have ballots ready 1 week after the state certified official candidates. The process was slowed by challenges to three third-party candidates for president, all of whom lost their bid to appear on the ballot. Two third-party candidates do appear. They were not challenged. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.